朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
我们再回到今天我们继续讲约翰福音这一件事情上面。
We're going to speak on John again.
请弟兄姊妹打开约翰福音第二章，我们有三节圣经要一起来读的。
Please open to John 2. We're going to deal with the last three verses.
因为只有三节圣经，我希望每个人都读，所以我们稍微等大家都翻到。
We'll wait for everyone to flip there.
约翰福音第二章第二十三节到二十五节。
John chapter 2, verse 23 to 25.
是不是都找到圣经？没有找到请举手好吧。
Has everyone found it?
没有人肯举手，找到都举手好不好？95% 找到。
Okay, 95% have found it.
好，我们一起来读约翰福音二章二十三节。
Okay, let's read this together.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，
Passover,
有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
But Jesus
耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人，也不用谁见证人怎样，因他知道人心里所存的。一共只有三节圣经。
Just three verses.
但弟兄姊妹们，每一次我读到这三节圣经的时候，
But every time I read these three verses,
我心里都不觉得很平安。
I'm not at peace.
我有一种非常不自在的感觉。
I feel a little confused.
我不知道为什么。
I don't know why.
但是每一次每一遍读圣经读到这里，我就停下来思想。
But every time I read these three, I have to stop and reflect on them.
为什么这三节圣经叫我不太舒服呢？
Why do these make me uncomfortable?
因为这三节圣经不是在一个完全积极正面的灵里面来讲到的。
Because they're not in a positive light.
你看这里所说的话，主耶稣说他不将自己交托给他们。
It says,Jesus did not commit himself unto them.
他不用谁见证人怎么样。
He didn't need any man to testify of them.
好像给我们一种非常消极的感觉。
As if,
what? Negative.
It's a very negative verse.
他说他知道万人的心。
It says he knew the heart of all man.
因为主耶稣不肯把自己交托给万人，所以我在这里假设人的心里面都是有问题的。
The conclusion you can only draw is there must be something wrong with the heart of man.
这里所以叫我读的时候非常心里面不太痛快。
So I don't feel too joyful when I read these.
但是当我侍奉主越来越多年日的时候，我发现这三节圣经是约翰有意加在这里的。
But there's a reason John put these right there.
因为约翰所记载的那些福音书里的事情是一气呵成的。
Because, his whole book was a continuous string of ideas.
他特别把这些事情放在这里有他的意思。
He had a reason for putting these three verses there.
我这样祷告寻求，再来看这些圣经，就想把它的意思来找出来。
I searched the scriptures and prayed about it to find its meaning.
我喜欢思想。
I like to reflect.
所以我问自己很多的问题。
So I asked myself many questions.
头一个问题，我就觉得约翰把这句话插在这里是很特别的地方。
It's a very interesting place that John put these three verses.
很显然，这三节圣经讲到神迹的事情。
These three verses speak of miracles or signs.
而我们在约翰福音第二章里面读到耶稣曾经在迦拿行了第一个神迹。
We had just read about Jesus' first miracle at the wedding at Cana.
那里的话就是正面的积极的。
That spoke of what?
Positive.
That spoke of positive things.
他说在那里耶稣基督显出他的荣耀来。
Jesus showed a little bit of his glory at this time.
而他的门徒就信了他。
His disciples believed in him.
所以我们看见这里的话都是积极的。
So it's very, positive right here.
这里为什么消极说？
Why is it so negative here?
虽然这些人信了耶稣的名，但是他却不把自己交托给他们。
These people believed in him, but he didn't commit himself to them.
我又读到另外一件事情，也是在这个圣经之前的。
Also before this, these verses.
也是有关神迹的。
It also deals with a sign.
耶稣在耶路撒冷，在圣殿里面洁净了圣殿。
In the temple at Jerusalem, Jesus drove out all the moneylenders.
他在那里就洁净圣殿的时候，许多人就向他挑战。
Many people, you know, criticized him and questioned him.
他们对他挑战说，你既行了这事，还行什么神迹？叫我们看了就信你。
They said, now that you've done this, what sign can you give us?
意思就是说你做了这么许许多多不同不寻常的事情。
Meaning that you've done these unconventional things.
你做的不是我们所喜欢的事情。
It's not something we like.
你还希望叫我们相信你吗？
You still want us to believe in you?
就是你行了神迹，我们也不信你。
Even if you show us a sign, we're not going to believe in you.
所以我们的了解在这里，耶稣大概没有行神迹。
So at this point, Jesus probably didn't show any signs.
但是等到我们读到二十三节的时候，我们又发现说，这里说当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他行的所行的神迹。
And then we come to verse 23. It says, Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did.
这里明明又说耶稣行了神迹，虽然没有记载在约翰福音里面。
Although it wasn't recorded exactly what miracles he did do them.
这个 Campbell Morgan 有一个看法，认为他在约翰福音第二章里面洁净圣殿，就是本身是一个神迹。
According to Campbell Morgan, he felt that.Jesus driving the money changers out of the temple was already a sign.
但是我觉得可能不是指的这件事情。
But I'm not sure whether this verse 23 points to those.
因为至少在这里讲到多数神迹用的是多数。
Because it says that
signs.
It says miracles plural.
所以可能耶稣在耶路撒冷除了洁净圣殿以外，的确也行了不少的神迹。
So maybe outside of these, he also did.Other signs.
当然神迹都是非常稀奇的事情。
Obviously signs are quite amazing things.
但是我在这里又有第三个问题了。
But I have a third question.
到底写约翰福音的约翰对于神迹有什么的看法？
How did John feel about miracles?
他是赞成神迹呢，还是不喜欢记载神迹奇事呢？
Was he for or against or against recording them?
到底他的立场有没有动摇呢？
What was his stand on it?
但是如果你把整个的约翰福音读完的话
you,
你就知道约翰福音的结构
if you look at the whole book of John however
约翰福音的结构是建立在七件神迹上面
you can see that it's based on seven signs
这些神迹它叫做记号就是 sign
signs or miracles
因为每一个神迹的背后都有它属灵的意义
because after each sign was recorded there was a spiritual meaning to each one
所以约翰选择这些神迹的时候他是有一个中心的思想要把属灵的事情做出来
so he selectively chose these miracles to illustrate some points
我也有一点明白在耶路撒冷这些人他们是看见了神迹
And I understand that these people in Jerusalem did see miracles.
却没有看见神迹背后属灵的意义。
But they didn't see the meaning behind them.
弟兄姊妹，今天在这个二十世纪的时代，讲到神迹是一件非常重要的地位。
Here in the 20th century, it's important to speak of miracles.
当十九世纪过了，工业革命，理性主义抬头，在科学上面打天下的时候。
Nowadays, many people want to rationalize everything. They just believe in science.
从十九世纪以后，成为科学的时代。
After the 19th century and the Industrial Revolution, it was the age of technology.
也变成人文主义天下。
Humanism.
And humanism developed at this time.
好像觉得人的能力能够胜过天。
As if the ability of man could exceed that of God.
很多哲学的思想也被打下来。
Many philosophers were struck down at this time also.
尤其今天我们受了一点现代教育的人，都觉得说我们今天做的事情是合乎科学的，是合理的。
We feel that everything can be explained in a rational and scientific manner.
因为我们连每天日用的东西都跟科学的发明有关系。
Because our everything that we come in contact to in our daily life has some relationship to science and technology.
所以叫我们的眼睛注意力放在能够看得见、能够明白、能够懂得、能够用自己理由推断的事情上面。
So the focus of our thinking is on things that can be explained and rationalized.
二十世纪，所以物质的文明打倒了精神的文明。
So in this 20th century, we have few philosophers.
我们实在是觉得这是一个可悲的世界。
This is a very
woeful.
These are woeful times.
我们信不信神迹？
Do we believe in science?
今天我们感谢神的一件事情。
We praise God for one thing.
前两天我看见在报上讲到苏联。
I saw in the newspaper it was speaking of
Russia.
Russia.
在苏联。竟然允许在学校里面公开的祷告。
All of a sudden now prayers are allowed in schools in Russia.
他们对于基督徒，对于基督教的福音，不再采取一个坚持拒绝的态度。
There's no longer denial and persecution of Christians there.
我们可以说分析说，这是因为共产主义的没落。
we can say that this is because of
the fall of communism.
不错，共产主义没有办法提供人灵里面的喜乐和满足。
You know, communism couldn't destroy what was within man's spirit.
他没有办法叫人突破一个物质的世界。
They had no way to
break through with a material world.
Okay. They had no way to break through anything beyond material things.
所以人的尊严跟价值都降低到物质跟他出品的能力上面。
The value of man was reduced to the ability to produce things.
共产主义证明对人类不合适。
Communism just wasn't consistent with man.
但是今天人的需要是什么？
But what are the needs of man now?
反过来看看今天美国的社会。
Look at America.
当我们说共产主义的俄国现在能够接受在学校里公开的祷告。
Russia can accept prayers in school.
在美国今天你还没有权利在学校里面祷告。
In America, that's not a possibility.
从1961年以后公立学校禁止祷告。
After 1961, it was prohibited.
所以弟兄姊妹你看这个嚣张此起彼落的情形。
So you can see the rise and fall of
我们以为科学能够成立证明一切的事情。
We think that science can explain everything.
凡是不能放在科学里面证明的都被踢出去我们思想之外。
Anything that can't be put in within the scope of science, we just reject.
但是感谢神，连物理界都起了大的革命。当海森堡说测不准原理的时候
Heisenberg's uncertainty principle.
Oh, and yet, at the same time, within our science, we have the Heisenberg uncertainty principle.
人对于开始对于他物质所能测量、所能观感的世界起了一个大的问号。
There's a big question mark.
所以哲学的领域上面开始就思想到神的问题。
You have to start thinking about
the existence of God.
人的思想就这样上上下下、起起伏伏。
That's the way people think, up, down, side to side.
弟兄姊妹们，假如我们专一的跟随圣经，我们的思想就不受世界潮流的影响。
If we look at our Bibles, our thinking no longer has to answer to our environment.
你不要以为你跟随圣经，你就落伍了，就跟不上时代了。
Don't think that if you're following the Bible, you're behind the times.
我告诉你，当你跟随圣经的时候，你永远走在时代的前端。
I tell you, if you listen to your Bible, you're ahead of the times.
因为时代总要归回朝向有神的方向，再来思想。
Because you always have to go back to God.
好像人的领带一样
kind of like ties.
你看见没有？今天我把我父亲，这是我的领带哈，过两天就不流行了。
This is my tie. In a few days, it'll be out of fashion.
我父亲有些大堆旧的领带都不要送给我了。
My dad had a couple of ties. He didn't want them anymore. He gave them to me.
我的女儿拿来绑在头上。
I tied them around my head.
我告诉你，如果我把这领带留下来
if I keep those ties,
过了五年一定流行。
In 5 years, they'll be in a fashion.
所以，假如我今天就戴我父亲的领带，我是走在时代的尖端。
So if I wear my father's ties, I'm ahead of the times.
弟兄姊妹，如果你相信圣经，你永远在时代的尖端。
If you believe in the Bible, you'll always be ahead of the times.
弟兄姊妹，我们相信神迹。
We believe in the Bible.
当初主耶稣怎样行神迹，我们也信神迹。
Because Jesus believes in it, we believe in it.
He performs
the miracles. We must believe in the miracles.
我相信他今天还在行神迹。
I believe in miracles still.
我一方面觉得非常喜乐，在这个不信邪恶的时代里面。
In this unbelieving world.
还有许多人追逐神迹奇事。
There are many people who still believe in miracles.
但是另外一方面，我们也要考虑在这里耶稣圣经里面所载对于神迹的事情的看法。
But we also have to look at the standpoint in the Bible of miracles.
刚才我问的第三个问题是说，约翰对于神迹到底是正面的，是反面的呢？
Exactly where did John stand on miracles?
第四个问题我在看。
The fourth question.
到底今天我们所传信主的道有多少可靠性？
How sure is the way we preach the gospel?
How sure are we on the way we preach?
你注意这里说，当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候，有许多人看见他所行的神迹，就信了他的名。
Many people believed in his name when they saw the miracles.
我们要记住这里整个的句子里面是一种消极的态度。
We have to look at this with an attitude of
passiveness.
好像主耶稣对于人信他的名还不满意。
As if he's not quite satisfied that they believed in him just because of the miracles.
但是我们明明读到约翰福音第一章。
But we saw in John 1,
第一章第十二节告诉我们这样说的。
Verse 12, it says,
凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
我就要问在这里这些人既然信了耶稣的名他们有没有得救是不是神的儿女。
Now what about these people who believed on him because of the miracles? Were they really saved?
我没有理由说这些人是不信的，这些人是没有得救，这些人不是神的儿女。
I have no reason to say these people are not God's children; they're not saved.
他们是从神迹而相信了耶稣的名。
They believed in his name because of his miracles.
我相信神也没有否认他们是神的儿女。
I don't think God denied them because they believed on him because of the miracles.
但是耶稣对于他们这样的相信还不满意。
But Christ seemed not to be satisfied with this.With this kind of faith.
我也想到今天我们许多神的儿女我们的信仰恐怕神也不满意。
Is God dissatisfied with the way we have faith in him?
我们已经相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
We believe he's the son of God.
我们相信他为我们死在十字架上面。
He died for us.
但是神对于我们这样一种信心还不满意。
But he's not satisfied.
你可以这样相信但是你是活在一个历史的信仰里面。
You can believe in this, but you're believing according to the law.
你在真理上面是历史 history.
History. You're believing according to history.
你可以相信你却没有一个真正个人的一种承诺。
You don't have a in personal conviction.
我们可以道理上都知道耶稣是神的儿子，我必须相信他，不然我下地狱。
Yeah, I have to believe in God. If I don't, I'll go to hell.
我因为不愿意下地狱，所以我相信耶稣。
I don't want to go to hell, so I believe in God.
但是神对于这样的信心不能满足。
How can he be satisfied with it?
你看神耶稣基督不愿意把自己给他
you see,
交托给他们。
Jesus did not want to commit himself to these people.
第五个问题我要问的这里说耶稣也不用谁见证人怎么样。
My fifth question. It says here, and he needed not that any should testify of man.
如果耶稣不能把自己交托给所有的万人
If he can't give himself over to the people.
也许他可以把自己交托给每某一部分少数的人。
Maybe he can give himself to a minority of people, a
certain select group. 所以有很多人到耶稣的面前来推荐别人多好多好，这个人如何诚实，这个人如何良善。也许你把自己交托给他们。
So you think, oh, maybe Jesus is just entrusting himself with certain really good pastors.
我记得有一位弟兄告诉我，他有一次到欧洲游历，那里就有很多人介绍，他要去电视上面讲道。
A person told me about
Experience
in Europe.
他到了各地之后，有人要介绍他去电视上面讲道。
Someone wanted to have him speak on TV.
他拒绝了。
He didn't want to.
你知道今天我打开电视看，有各种广告，卖各种广告。
When I turn on the TV, there's many kinds of commercials.
我不知道弟兄姊妹是不是生活很规律哈？生活规律 ，regular.
Maybe this is, you know, commonplace.
晚上你睡不着觉的把电视打开是什么节目你晓得吗
If you can't sleep and you turn on the TV, what do you see?
我看见都是卖膏药的节目
They're all selling things.
你知道什么叫卖膏药啊
This term, you know, selling medicines.
自己吹嘘自己
It means...
我常常打开一个节目说这个人的节目多有用我听了他讲了以后我就赚了钱变百万富翁了
It's those kind of testimonial TV shows where they go, oh, I follow this person's method and now I'm rich too.
这个人起来的那个人都起来的个人往脸上贴金。
All these testimonials.
这个叫做见证个人的见证别人互相求荣耀。
This is testimony for each other.
今天很可惜主的教会里面也有许多的人不单单传扬主，却需要人来见证别人如何。
It's too bad that people will proclaim God, and yet at the same time they need people to testify for them.
我常常看见电视的节目，那些传福音节目，这个人介绍，那个人推荐，如何如何，讲的都是人的事情。
On these, you know, supposedly spiritual shows, you still have these people going, you know, here's Pastor so and so, here's Pastor so and so. All they're doing is glorifying each other.
他们互相求荣耀。却不求从人来的荣耀，却不求从神来的荣耀。
They're thinking of the glory of man, not the glory of God.
为什么我们的信息，我们的福音，不能单单以耶稣基督为我们的中心
why can't our message be singly to God?
今天的教会也落在非常可怕的光景里面。
It's kind of scary.
所以神没有办法，耶稣基督没有法子把他自己交托给任何人。
Christ had no other alternative. He couldn't commit himself to us.
第六个问题，我看见这里的情形。
What's the sixth question?
当这里说他不愿意把自己交托给人的时候，到底什么意思？
What does it mean he doesn't want to commit himself?
为什么不愿意把自己交托给别人？
Why not?
什么叫交托？
What does it mean anyway?
交托什么意思？
Commitment.
Commitment. What's that word?
我们明白夫妻结婚的时候，两个人彼此有交托。
When people get married, they have a mutual commitment.
所以我们说互托终身呢。
So we say.
The lifetime. Give you a lifetime.
A lifetime commitment.
从前男女不大平等，所以女人把她的一生交托给男人，男人不大管了哈。
In the days when men and women weren't equal, what?
Woman gave her life to the man.
A woman gave her life to the man, and he just kind of okay, he took it.
现在男女平等，我们是互托终身哈。
Now we're equal. It has to be a mutual commitment.
我也看见许多年长的、年老的弟兄姊妹们，到他们晚年的时候，实在是。夫妻两个人老夫老妻彼此的依靠。
You can see in some elderly couples, you know, in their twilight age, you can totally see that it has to be a mutual commitment. They're leaning on each other.
真是互托终身啊。
Trusting one another.
Trusting one another.
你做工的时候也需要彼此有信托。
When you work, you also have to have mutual trust.
什么叫交托呀？
What's this commitment word here?
就是说。你的老板对你有一个盼望。
Your employer has a hope in you.
你就要满足他的盼望，把你自己完全投入，这个叫 commitment.
You have to live up to his expectations. That's the commitment involved there.
所以弟兄姊妹们，也许我们不大明白耶稣基督的救恩在我们身上有什么盼望。
We don't see what, you know, how does our salvation have anything to do with God's expectations of us?
我们不知道耶稣基督在我们身上有什么要求。
What does he want? What's his goal?
因此他不愿意把自己交托给他们，交托给他，给我们。
You know, we don't know this, so he can't commit himself to us.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗确实不是这样讲的。
Paul wasn't like this.
在提摩太前书第一章里面，他告诉我们。
In 1 Timothy, he tells us.
神把他的福音交托给了保罗。我们一起来看看好不好
？Let's look at this. 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第一章第十一节
verse 11
他说这是照着可称颂之神交托给我荣耀的福音说的
according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God which was committed to my trust
保罗 和耶稣中间是有彼此的交托的
Paul and Christ had a mutual commitment
我们看提摩太后书也是这样讲
also in 2 Timothy
他说什么
what does he say?
他说我知道我所信的是谁 I know whom I believe in
Where are you?
You find it? OK 这是很熟悉一段圣经哈
This is a very familiar verse
但是我现在找不到不知道为什么哈 OK 也是一章十二节这么巧啊一个十一节一个十二对了十二节啊为这缘故我也受这些苦难然而我不以为耻因为知道我所信的是谁也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日
For the which cause I also suffer these things Nevertheless I am not ashamed For I know whom I have believed And am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day
这里或者另外一个翻译小字里面说或者他所交托给我的
In another translation That which he has entrustedUnto me.
所以你看耶稣跟保罗中间他们有个彼此的信托
So you can see between Christ and between Paul there was a mutual agreement
到底我们对于主耶稣能不能有一个完全的信托在他的面前
Can we have such an absolute trust with God?
第七个问题这里我问自己的
Here's the seventh question that I had to ask myself
朋友你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。